This is VOA News. Be remote, I'm Joe Palca. Sheikh Sabah Al Ahmad Al Sabah, the ruler of Kuwait, who drew on his decades as the oil-rich nation's top diplomat, has passed away. He was 91 years of age. In a Middle East replete with elderly rulers, Sheikh Sabah stood out for his efforts at pushing for diplomacy to resolve a bitter dispute between Qatar and other Arab nations that continues to this day. His 2006 ascension in Kuwait, a staunch U.S. ally since the American-led war in 1990 that expelled occupying Iraqi troops, came after Parliament voted unanimously to oust his predecessor, the ailing Sheikh Saeed Abdullah al-Sabah, just 9 days into his rule. The death of a 19-year-old woman from the lowest rung of India's caste system who was raped by a group of men has triggered protests in the capital of New Delhi. The teenager, authorities believe, was brutally assaulted by four upper caste men in the northern state of Uttar Pradesh on September the 14th. Her case adds on to a long list of rape crimes against women in India, a country where rape is reported nearly every 15 minutes, according to the 2018 government data. In that year alone, 34,000 rape cases were reported. About 10 months ago, a 23-year-old Dalit woman died after being set ablaze by a gang of men as she made her way to a court in Uttar Pradesh to press rape charges. Amnesty International says it is halting its operations in India after the government froze its bank accounts. The group says the action was part of an incessant witch hunt of human rights organizations. In a statement on Tuesday, Amnesty said it has been compelled to lay off the staff in India and pause all its campaign and research work. This is VOA News. Tonight is the night much of America has been waiting for, and the question maintains just how significant will it be as to who is going to lead our country as of January the 20th, 2021. President Donald Trump is now on the defensive regarding his taxes. Brian Patton has this report for VOA.
President Trump on Sunday denied a New York Times report alleging that as a billionaire real estate developer, he avoided paying any federal income taxes in 10 of the last 15 years and paid only $750 in 2016 and in 2017, his first year in the White House.
Totally fake news. No, actually, I paid tax, but and you'll see that as soon as my tax returns are, it's under audit. They've been under audit for a long time. The IRS does not treat me well.
Democratic candidate Joe Biden's campaign responded with an ad contrasting how little the president reportedly paid in taxes with the thousands of dollars working Americans like teachers, nurses, and firefighters pay. The new focus on taxes could put the president on the defensive as the two major presidential contenders prepare to face off in their first debate on Tuesday night in Cleveland, Ohio. Brian Patton, VOA News, Washington.
Well, President Trump's Supreme Court nominee, Amy Barrett, is meeting informally today with senators on Capitol Hill, kicking off an accelerated confirmation process. With more, Sagar Magani has this on VOA.
We're pleased today to welcome Judge Barrett.
Her first stop was with Senate GOP Chief Mitch McConnell.
Glad to have her here and glad to get the process started.
One Vice President Pence says should go smoothly and quickly.
We truly do believe that Judge Barrett represents the best of America.
Urging Democrats to give her a fair shake. But leader Chuck Schumer is among those refusing to meet with Barrett, calling the process illegitimate this close to the election. Still, Schumer admits stopping Barrett's nomination will be an uphill fight. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Kentucky's attorney general has agreed to comply with a judge's order to release the recordings of the secret grand jury proceeding that considered charges against police involved in the fatal shooting of Breonna Taylor. A grand jury member sued to have the record of the proceedings open to the public. Attorney General Daniel Cameron has acknowledged that he never asked the grand jury to consider homicide charges against police in Taylor's killing. He revealed in a statement Monday that wanton endangerment was the only charge his prosecutors recommended. The grand jury ultimately indicted one officer for firing bullets that entered the home of Taylor's neighbors. For more on all these stories, VOAnews.com. Via remote, I'm Joe Palca, and this is VOA News.